From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Linda Evans reading Partnerships Can Kill by Connie Shelton. Now, let's begin with Partnerships Can Kill, Chapter 1. The Albuquerque airport has an ambiance all its own. Wooden chairs with leather seats fill the waiting areas. They are stiff and uncomfortable as hell, but no one would consider changing them because they have that Southwest chic. Accents of turquoise and terracotta set this airport apart from the lookalike terminals in other cities. As a lifelong resident of this southwestern city, my memories are of my brothers and myself as kids, sitting on a low adobe wall, watching the planes take off and land on Sunday afternoons. Coming home again makes my throat feel a little tight. Emotion aside, if I'd known what lay in store for me within the next few days, I probably would have stayed on the plane. The 737 rolled to a slow stop. There was a distinct chunk as the jetway connected. Sleepy passengers moved slowly, gathering belongings. I unfastened my seatbelt. The remnants of my last painkiller were wearing off, and my head began to throb. It was after 10 o'clock, and only a handful of people waited. They stood in an eager clump, eager to meet loved ones, or eager to be back home in bed, I couldn't say. My brother Ron waited for me. He wore a muted plaid shirt, scuffed brown roper boots, and his straw Stetson, which he favors because it hides the fact that his hair is thinning on top. His faded Levi's bore permanent creases across the front and a whitened wallet-sized square on the right rear pocket. I hadn't seen him in 10 days, and it seemed that his gut was perhaps...